Part 2. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. If a truth is self-evident, that's a capital T truth, a big truth. If it's self-evident, that means you can see it, you know it, it's unquestionable, that all men are created equal. So the idea that all men are created equal is obvious to the world. Nobody should question that. That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, first off, what we got, they are endowed by their creator. They are given by their creator, not the creator, their creator. Another reference to God that isn't saying God, but their creator gives them the rights of a life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That when they pop out of mama, when they come out, when they come into the being of this world, they are provided by their God life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that these rights are unalienable. They cannot be taken away. This is significant. This is the basis. This is the whole purpose of this document, is to fulfill and sustain and protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And do not forget where it comes from. Your creator. Not the God, but your God.